the scriptures this morning. The first one is from Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And then Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
So before I begin, I'd like to give a little shout out to the Weavers Mennonite Church Youth Group, because they're most likely going to watch or listen to this, because my dear friend Rachel is recording this. So thanks, Rachel. Okay. So, I've been attending Stanton Mennonite Church for 9 years. When I first came, I looked like this. Now, I look like this. Now, I'm still the brown-haired, blue-eyed, cheesy smiling girl in the first photo. A lot has changed. In the first photo, I wanted to be a veterinarian and go to college in Alaska, and now I'm heading out to Kansas to double major in education and history, hopefully someday becoming a high school history teacher. 9-year-old me was slightly terrified to talk in front of people, let alone singing a solo in front of any audience. 9 years later, I lead singing in church, I've performed in numerous plays and musicals, and now I'm standing in front of you all preaching a sermon. I've come pretty far since 2008, but I'm pretty sure I have a lot farther to go. It was difficult coming up for ideas with this sermon. I was struggling to find something that I, an 18-year-old college freshman girl, could tell you all that would give you hope and inspiration as I go off into the world. Dad said that he liked the title of this sermon. I don't think he knows where it came from. If any of you are well-versed in the Broadway musical world, you may have realized that the title of the sermon is, in fact, the title of a song from the hit musical Hairspray. I hadn't listened to this musical in a while, but the song title kept popping up in my head while I was brainstorming. So I thought, well, I'd better run with this idea because my deadline to give Kevin my sermon title and scripture reference is tomorrow, and I still have to pack for college. I still have to pack for college, and I leave 17 hours from now. So I'm not going to play the song for you, although I definitely recommend that you listen to it. But the song talks about all the good and bad times in the past that have gotten us where we are today. And even though they may not have been the best, we shouldn't focus on the past because we've still got a long journey ahead of us. Yes, this song was not written from a faith perspective, but I think we can definitely use some of the ideas in this song and relate this to scripture. For example, Isaiah 43:18 says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past." My journey to where I am today has not been easy. The road has been filled with twists and turns, and sometimes I felt like I've been traveling on my own with no one to keep me company on my journey. I've lived in fear of my past, constantly worried about events that have already come and gone. But if you continue in the Isaiah passage, God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" If we're too occupied looking at everything that has happened to us, everything behind us, everything that is in our past, our heads are turned from what amazing things God's putting in front of us. God's telling us, "Look at me. I'm doing something super cool for you. Don't you see it?" He's literally making a way in the wilderness. If you've ever tried to walk through a forest where the branches and vines are so overgrown that you can hardly get through, you can't see what's coming next. The thorns and branches are constantly scratching your arms and legs. It's no fun. That's what it's like when we travel our journey without God in the forefront of our lives. If we try to rely on only ourselves and we try to cut down the branches and everything that's blocking our path ourselves, we're going to get hurt. But when we trust God and we trust that He will make a way for us in the wilderness, all of a sudden the thorns and branches are pushed away. and we can see what is in front of us clearer than before. But because we're human, we worry a lot about what's coming next. Oh no, what if something comes down the path that's going to hurt me? What if something from my past comes back to haunt me? I'd better turn around and walk backwards to make sure I'm safe. What if I don't have enough food and water to make it to the end? In Matthew 6, 25 through 34, one of my all-favorite passages of Scripture, Jesus tells us that we don't need to worry about tomorrow. Every time I hear or read that passage, I feel really relieved. I hate worrying, and unfortunately, I'm really good at it. But not having to worry about anything, that's the dream. But us humans forget that a lot. We think that by worrying about something, somehow we can figure it out ourselves. But that's never going to work out for us. What we need to do is present our problems to God, trust that He's going to take care of it in His own way and in His own time, and just leave it up to Him. God's like, don't worry, child, I got it. And most of the time we're like, but what if? And He's like, child, I got you. Everything that's impossible for you is possible for me. Don't worry, I've got this under control. Just watch. Sometimes I think, okay, I have a big problem. I'll take it to God, and I know that He'll figure it out. I totally trust Him with that. And I do. I totally trust Him. But God wants so much more from us than just our biggest problems. He wants everything. We need to take the little things to Him, the things that the world calls trivial, everything, because only then will we be living in holy fellowship with God. When a problem arises, no matter how small, we need to train ourselves to immediately turn to God, asking Him for help, no hesitation. I think it's so cool that there's someone out there who wants to deal with all of my problems. And not just my problems, everyone's. God says, come to me, give me your burdens, and I will give you rest. It's an invitation to the whole world. We're never going to find anyone else who's willing to take on everything in the way Jesus does. Now, of course, this isn't easy. For me personally, I've got a long ways to go to fully trusting God in everything I do. I still really like to have control over my own life. Giving up control is something I've struggled with over the years. Whether it's at school, at home, or in my spiritual life, I like to be in charge. And that's not a bad thing, wanting to be in charge, but I know I have to realize that I'm not really the one in charge, nor should I be. God is. I know that if I truly desire a beautiful, holy, fulfilling relationship with God, then I have to hand everything over to Him. The questions we have to constantly be asking ourselves are, am I surrendering my life to Christ right now? Is this a moment over which God reigns as King? And am I in this moment living in the kingdom of God? Since writing this sermon, I've tried asking myself these questions as I go through my days. I found that when I choose completely surrendering my moments to Christ over leaning on what I want to do, I feel so much better about myself. I feel freer, and I know I'm doing the right thing. I ask myself, right now, is God the center of my life? If the answer is no, then I try to find something to do that makes that answer yes. By consciously making the decision to give my moments and my days to the Lord, He's working through me to bring the kingdom of God here to earth. God can't force us to love Him every minute of every day. We have to make that choice ourselves. And it's hard to get into that habit. But please, I'm here to tell you that it's worth it. If you guys remember anything I've said today, please remember this. Giving up your entire being to God is the best thing you can ever do. It's going to be hard, but God is going to take you and form you into a magnificent witness for His kingdom. Yeah, okay. Throughout my past 9 years at Stanton Mennonite Church, my faith has changed in so many ways, more than I've thought possible. I've had experiences that have brought me closer to God, ones that pulled me away. I've heard God speak directly to me, lifting me up in my times of distress, and I felt His calming presence when I began to worry too much. I want so very much to completely surrender my life to Christ and in everything I do, trust in Him, because I know that when I do, greater things than I can ever imagine are going to happen. So I'm excited to keep walking down the path that God has set in front of me. I'm excited to keep my head turned towards the journey that God is giving me. I've come so far, and I know I've still got so far to go, and I'm ready.